I'm being the standard the Seder a little bit. Usually I go last. But Rabbi Chalap actually came in with some Mesivas Nefesh. He landed late this afternoon coming from Cleveland. And then he heard that somebody was Nifta who was a benefactor of the yeshiva. So he went straight from there, went to the yeshiva, he heard about it. Then he went to Williamsburg. And from Williamsburg he came here. And he hasn't eaten yet. So I bought some food for him. So he's given him a little time to... a little time to eat and rest up. I'm going to say over a shiur which the Rav said about Netilas Yadayim as relates to the Seder, especially in terms of the Urchat. Part of what I can say is written up in the Rabbi Shurkin wrote it up very nicely in the Harei Kedem, but I have some hayyuris about it, and I chose this topic partially because I've been learning with here in the Shul Yuma, and we discussed some of these issues. Let's begin. Let's begin with it. Always begins with the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Ches, begin Perek Ches from Chometz Matzah. When he says, "V'achikach mavorach al tilis yadayim v'notel yodav," so the Rambam Shita is, which happens to be the minig of the Gro, was that on the Urchat that the Rambam would wash. Now, the universal minig, I shouldn't say universal, but the most common minig is that we don't make a bracha on Urchat, right? Except when we forget and we feel very bad, and then we think to ourselves, you know, it's not so gefährlich, the Wildegon made the bracha also, right? So on Urchatz, the Ram says, the Ram's opinion was that you watched and you made a bracha. We'll see why our meaning is not to make a bracha, but we don't, but the Ram's shita is that you make a bracha. And then the Ram continues, the note of Yodov, umevin lefon of Shulchan Oroch, moro v'yorok. So, from the Rambam it seems that he would wash and then afterwards they would bring the Kaira to him, right? And then so he made the Broch and Tilis Yadayin, then they would bring it and then he would eat it, he would make Bar Pi Adam and eat the Kavras. Now normally what we would have thought is that when would you make the Broch on the Tilis Yadayin? And when would you be known to your hands? You would do it right before you took the kapas and dipped it in water. Now, why is it that we wash? Because there's a locha of davashi kivula b'mashke, that if you take a food and you dip it in water, so you have to wash your hands. And the reason you have to wash your hands is because chachamim will go there. I'm not going through all the technicals, but that our hands have a din of a sheni latuma. And if you touch the water, this is one of the festival where it comes a rishon l'tumah, and that will be metame the food. And therefore, anything that you dip in water, since it's huksh l'kavel tumah, you have to wash before. And apparently the Rama's opinion is, on that netila, you make a bracha. Right? And that was the minhag hagro, that's what the Rav did in his Seder as well. I presume that's what he did. I know his father did like that. But offhand, when would we do it? The chutzpah, it should be right before you eat, right? Or before you touch it. Here the Ram is doing the netila even before they bring the kaira to him on the table. So, it's even more misunderstood, not just it's because the halacha is a halacha of achila. So, davash tivul b'vashkum, before you eat it, you have to wash your hands. The Ram has even before a chiddush that even when they brought before the kaira they would bring it, and the Rav thought that the reason for that is that since this is part of the Seder that they bring the kaira, so this is considered the haschola, so to speak, the haschola of the achila. So that's a chiddush. Now I want to talk a little bit about this halacha of netilas yadayim. Now we know that there's a halacha that before we eat bread, we have to wash our hands. It's a very ancient takana. That takana was made by Shlomo HaMelech. and it manifests itself in several ways. One is Netilas Yadayim for Pas. Another is Netilas Yadayim for Davish Tivula B'mashka. Also, if a Kohen would eat Truma, he would have to wash his hands. Now the question is, are they all one basic principle? Namely, is, for example, for Truma, or for Davish Tivula B'mashka, is it one principle? And Pas, when we wash for a meal, it's the same washing, well, it might be the same washing, or it's a different halach completely. Namely, that for something which is Tivula B'mashka, that's a Tumah V'Tara halacha. And Ra says that's the reason Srach Tumah, because if you did that with Tumah, the Tumah will become Tameh, so we're very careful not to make something Tameh, so things even that are not Tameh, that are not Tumah, for Chul, Tivula B'mashka, we also wash. And also for Tumah, if you eat Tumah, it requires a Kohen who eats Tumah requires until it's a Dayan. That's because we want to make sure that his hands would not be the time of the Tumah. So the Tumah Rabbanan that's on a person's hands is eliminated by washing. So therefore, before he eats Tumah, because the Loch is Tumah, has to be eaten by Tara, he would wash his hands. Right? Are these all one halacha? So, in terms of Davish Tivula B'mashka, Tosfos says in Pesachim, I left my markers at home. So Tosfos says in Chulin that Tosfos says that this tefillah, netila, is not because of kedusha or nikias, but this tefillah is because of a chashash of tumah. And Tosfos, so the Gemara says, why would they be sakin this? So the Gemara says in Chulin on Daf Kufav, Gemara says two the tirsit and the chulin that they srach truma for all the shul mitzvah. Right? The Gemara calls my mitzvah was more divrei chacham. So the Gemara mentions two things that we're noitel yadayim for two things. First of all, too, so that we get into the habit of washing our hands, so we wouldn't be mitama truma, and also because it's a mitzvah. So in this halacha, Tosfos says that nowadays, that so he says these reasons don't apply when we're makdil something in water to Tivula B'mashka, which normally we would have to be noitel yadav. So Rashi seems to say that on that netili, like the Ram, that you make a bracha. Tosfos says not only don't we make a bracha nowadays, Tosfos says the whole thing has fallen into disuse, because the whole reason is because to matala. If everybody could just please turn off their phones, right? As if this were a chuppah. So Tosfos says that nowadays we're not makbid about Tumah V'Tara, so therefore Tosfos says it fell into complete disuse. Now, so, what is the Rambam's opinion about this? So Tosfos holds that the Netila is not applicable nowadays, apparently. What's the reason that we're Noitel Yodov for Pas? So, Tosh says, Rashi seems to say that the whole, that it's one halacha, both are because of Tumah V'Tahara, and Tosh says no, that the Netila nowadays is not because of that, but it's because, he says, it's lav mishum kedusha u'nekiyas kamo benama. It's not like by bread that we wash for kedusha and nekiyas. Kedusha means for sanctity and nekiyas means for cleanliness. Where did Tosha get this idea of kedusha for washing for bread? Because the Gemara says in Brachos that the source is v'skadishtem v'yisim kedoshim. V'skadishtem elamayim rishonim v'yisim kedoshim elamayim achrayim. So you see that the reason we wash our hands is because it's a level of kedusha, and that doesn't apply to Svach Truma or to Dabashi Tivula B'Mashke or Nikius. So you see that so that the one for Kedusha Nikius does apply nowadays, and on that we make a bracha. That's the one on bread. But the other ones are different reasons. If it's Tumah Tahara, that place says, for example, Tivula B'Mashke wouldn't apply nowadays. However, Rashi seems to say that the whole thing is a Chashash Tumah. So in this issue, why we wash our hands for the Takon of Shlomo HaMelech before we eat is Machlok Rishon between Rashi and Tosfos, is it because of Tumah V'Tahara or not? So the Brisker Rav claims, the Revel says in the quoted in Pia Shemur, Revel thinks that this actually is Machlok as Rambam and Ravid, and he bases this on the Rambam says in Hilchas Mikvos, in Perikid Al from Hilchas Mikvos, the Ram says that when he speaks about Natilas Yadayim for Truma, not for Chulin, not for bread, the Ram says you have to wash your hands twice, right? And the Ravid says that the same thing applies to Chulin as well, which is what our minig is. Namely, we wash for bread, we wash each hand twice. Why do we wash each hand twice? Because when you put water on your hand, the water becomes tamei, and then we wash again to wash away that water. And the Rambam seems to say that halacha only applies to when because of tumah. So that only applies in the halacha of eating tumah. But when you're eating bread, it's not. This is how Revel interprets the Rambam. It's not because of tumah and tahara. So therefore, one washing is sufficient, and the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid there in Perkei Avot from Hilchos Mikvos says no, that as well requires two. The Ravid is quoting Yerushalmi, there's a Yerushalmi like that. So Revel says it would seem that this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is about this issue, whether the Netila is because of tumah, so that which would require double washing, or namely each hand twice, or is it because of what? A kedusha, so one washing is sufficient. And then Revel says, with this, there's another machlokes between the Rambam and Ravid. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and Ravid. What if a person doesn't have, he's not, there's no water in his vicinity? Zimor says the perimeter has to be within Dalad Milan. So, if he doesn't have water, what can he do? So then there's a dispensation. So here there's machlokes. What is the dispensation? Is the dispensation apply? But it says in Pesachim that Fantias Adalid Min and Dalid Min V'Yesim is Eloi Trichuhu, and the Shulchan Aruch it's quoted in Machlokes when it's more than Dalid Min, where he doesn't need water, does he still need that he should cover his hands so he doesn't touch the food? There are those who say you need a, with this covering as a mappa. But if he doesn't have this, but to eat without washing, that's never permitted without a mappa. And others say, no, you can eat even if it's more than Dalmin, there's no halach at all. You're exempt from the mitzvah until it's a dime, and you don't need mappa, you don't have to cover your hands at all. So this is a machlokes rishonim, and the Rambam says in Perek Vav, he says kol ochel patzof kles yadayim af pishen yadav nuchlochos lo noga b'shum tuma v'torim v'hem lo yochel at sheyitol yadav. So the Rambam says for the Rambam's mashma that's a locha of tuma, right, which is consistent with the Rambam that he quotes in Mikvos. And so the Rebbe says that this halacha, you see, often in us, so the Rebbe says like this, it's offhand that this machlokes should depend on this machlokes Rambam and Ravid, because if the halacha of Netila is a mitzvah, is purely mitzvah of kedusha. So if it's more than dalad milim, and I'm exempt from the mitzvah, so there's only one halacha of the mitzvah. So I'm part of it. There's no point of having a mappa. But if the halacha is aside from the mitzvah, right, there's also halacha of what, of an isa that is usa to eat with the yadayim she'ena netulos that are not washed. And the reason often that isa is because of tumah. So even if you're exempt from the mitzvah because it's more than dalamina, but still there's a precedent, if I touch the food, I'll be matam of the food. If I have to wear gloves or something, or wear put a handkerchief over my hands. So because aside from that, the halacha is also loch of isa. So he claims that the Rambam, who thinks that the halacha, according to the Rambam, the halacha is that for what do you call it? Since the Rambam only requires one washing for bread, you see that it's not a loch of tumah. It's only because of a mitzvah. So if you're exempt from the mitzvah, there's no isur at all. That's what Ravel says. But according to the Ravel, that the whole halacha of what Netilas Yadayim is because of tumah. So the two halachas is a mitzvah, right? But beyond the mitzvah, there's also an isur to eat Yadayim she'enu netulos. Right. So, in terms of this issue, I just want to point out. I heard from the Rav. He said, "No, you see, everybody agrees. I mean, it's no proof that the Rambam is required to agree with the Nafkamina would be this. The Kivegas says it's a famous Kivega. Right? The Kivegas says in Hilchos Aninos that if a person, as you know, is Rachman al Tzalan Onay, he's Potter Mikol Amisus. A person, Misha Mesa Mutulfanov, a close relative died." He's part of filling mitzvahs. He doesn't say brachas, doesn't say krishma, doesn't put on tefillin, right? What about, he eats without making a bracha. Does he have to wash before he eats? So the Kivega says he has to wash before he eats. Because he says he's part of mitzvahs. But eating without washing is not only a mitzvah. Eating without washing is an isur. So an onion is not part of an isurim, not even isurim drabana. So Yisib Kivega says that it's an isur, it's not just a mitzvah. So, and Ravel is saying in the Rambam that it's only a mitzvah. I mean, we don't know what the Rambam's opinion would be in that circumstance. But that's the Rav's Hayyara. So, and in terms of this issue, the Rav quoted the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos is almost explicit that it's not just a mitzvah in Tilsnan, but there's an Isur also. Presumably that Isur, that prohibition, stems from the Isur of Tuma, that's also to eat behind the Yadayim Yisroavot, because the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah says, I'm going to quote the Ramban, it's in Shoresh Aleph, V'chein Tilis Yadayim Ein Mitzvah Bechiv Klal, V'lo Yitilu Chachomim Al Ha'odim Shitol Yodav Klal Lechol, Tanotel Yodav Asar Upon Bayom V'ochol Ein Lezeh Mitzvah Yosem Yizeh. Aval Elu Heter Ha'isahem. He says, there's no mitzvah at all per se to wash. It's simply, if you want to eat, you want to eat bread, or you want to eat Tavash Tivul B'maskar, it requires Netila, and it's possible to eat without it. Right? But the dilemma, if it's pure Isur, then why is it that we make a bracha on Tilas Yadayim? So the Ramban said, well, we make a bracha on that just like we make a bracha on Shechita. Now, apparently what the Ramban is saying is Shechita is not a mitzvah either. It's one of the Tarig mitzvahs, because the Tarig mitzvahs incorporates not just Kiyumim, but also Inyone HaTorah, like Shemachinam and so on. But it's not that there's a mitzvah of Shechita, right? It's just that Shechita is a batir. And so why do we make a bracha shekishon esav tivan on hashchita? Why do we make a bracha on tilas yadayim? So the Rav would emphasize this always, that apparently there's a new category subsumed on the birkas hamitzvah, which is a bracha on the chalois heter. It's not because you mekayim a mitzvah, but since there's a chalois heter, namely in the case of shchita, that the boss is mutar b'achila, or by netilas yadayim, that there's a heter to eat with it, or by erev, that there's a heter erev, and that we also make the bracha. But from the Ramban, the Ramban says almost explicitly that, namely, that it's not rooted in mitzvah, contrary to what the Ravella says in the Rambam, but it's purely the Netilas Yadayim is an Issa, and the bracha that we make, then we have to say is, with the Ramban himself is emphasizing, is a bracha on the chalois heter. All right. So there is another bracha that's for Netilas. I'm just going to mention this. The Torah quotes the other time that we wash is when we leave the bathroom, we wash. We wash our hands. So there, lechayyeh, that bracha is a bracha for nikias, right? Because there's machlekes rishonim quoting the Torah between Rashi and his Rebbe. Rashi says, is quoted that he asked his Rebbe of Yaakov ben Yaakov, if a person leaves the bathroom, he washes netilas yadayim. Can that netilas yadayim also serve when he washes? Now can he go eat? So Rashi says, Rashi quotes his Rebbe Rabbeinu, he said he asked this to his Rebbe, V'heishin she'lasi yis Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yaakov v'amali she'tzorach litol shtei netilas al rishona she'yotzev al shniya al netilas, because the two separate netilas, the first netilas for the she'yotzev and the second is the netilas yadayim. You see, by the way, Rashi didn't make a bracha on what he called it when he went out of the bathroom for netilas yadayim, even though he did make a bracha for what Dovashi Tivula B'mashke, or Tzrach Tuma, and Tzrach Tuma. V'anis V'uli, Rashi says, the Latila Achas Olu L'kan L'kan. So, the Rav explained, the path of Yaakov and Yaakov, Rashi's Rebbe thought, the Latila that was for Nikias is can't be Olu, can't count for Latila that's not, for let's say, for eating. And therefore you have to make a separate netilah. And Rashi says that they're all subsumed under one netilah, and one netilah is oil lakan lakan. So what I wanted to point out, I mean, is if you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam Hilchas Brochus, this is what I said in my shir, but it's the exact opposite of Revelvel. Revelvel has a good life in the Rambam Hilchas Mitzvos, why it was two netilahs. But if you look in the Rambam, it seems to me that the Rambam and the Rive are exactly inverted from what, you know, in terms of the position as stated by Revelvel about Tumah Tirat. So I want to just cite three Rambams. The Rambam at the beginning says, in the beginning of Perakot Mehilchas Brachos, when he deals with Lochot and Tzilas Yadayim, the Rambam says that Kol Noitel Yodav Ben Lachila Ben Lekriyishma Ben Letfila, first the Rambam Shita is that you wash, you make a bracha not only for bread. The Rambam's opinion was when you wash for tefillah, and the Rambam insisted that everybody had to wash, it was drum ha-ma'akman as a tefillah, not just shachris in the morning, but even for mincha, the Rambam required that you wash, drum ha-ma'akman as a tefillah. The Rambam said you have to make a bracha on that. So, I remember the Rav after Shir, when we daven mincha, he'd always go out to wash his hands, because that's the shikas of Rambam. He didn't make a bracha on it, I don't think. But he washed his hands. It's like the minikah rule like that as well. So the Rambam says that you make a bracha. Sezu mitzvah chachamish in stavinu min ha-Torah l'shmo mehen shenema al-pi ha-Torah asher yeruchu. U'mayim achronim ein mevokhan aleim she'ein el-elvim ne'ha-sakana. Lefikah chayiv an l'izor behem b'yosah. But the Ram says the Mayim Achronim that we wash, on that you don't make a bracha, because that's only because of Sakana, because of Melech Stomas. And the Raiva disagrees, and the Raiva says on Mayim Achronim you make a bracha. Right? So you see, I mean, if you subsume, according to the Raiva, he subsumed the Mayim Achronim under Mayim Rishonim as well, just like you make a bracha the first, we skadishim, you see kadoshim. Now, if the halacha was as the developer that the Raiva thinks that the Netila for Passus because of Tumah, offhand, that netilah only relates to the netilah at the beginning of the meal. His hands are already, you know, tahor and netulos. So why should he make a bracha also on the netilah at the end? Right? The Ram has a dichotomy between the two. So that's one Ram and Rabbi. The other Ram and Rabbi that I want to quote, this is not such a big bekiyas, all of this. All these three are all in Teflot. They were one next to the other. Then the Ram says that en kol atzorach is a halacha. Hey, kol atzorach netilas yadayim v'hitbil yodav v'mei mikvah ein atzorach tov acher. If he put his hands into a mikvah, he doesn't have to wash netilas yadayim because his hands are tov, he's put into a mikvah. And the Ravid says you don't need a mikvah because balikarian don't have to go into a kosher mikvah. It's enough to maim shuvim will also be kosher for that. What's that machlokes? I thought. Because the Rambam thinks that the Netilas Yadayim is for Tahara. So therefore it's for Tahara, so you need a Kosher Mikvah to be Tahara, right? The Rambam thinks, no, it's a Netilah HaMatira. Not a Netilah, right? So if it's a Netilah HaMatira, so just like for Balikarian, Mikvah and Shuvim is sufficient, for this it's also sufficient. And the third Machloek Shlomo and Rambam is this issue about Makkah. That the Rambam says, Lack of the Messiah of the map of Ochab and Pass, or Dovashitivu the Mashka, Alpha Pishal or Napal Yoda. Right? The Ram says that you're allowed to eat with the Mapa, right? And he compares Pass to Dovashitivu the Mashka. Both of them are for sure because of Tara. And the writer disagrees. Because Mapa only helps for what? For Tumma Vatara. But offhand, if I could put it in the Rabbi's mouth, the Rabbi is saying, but the Tunis you're dying for Pas is not based on a Tumma Vatara. This is the exact opposite of what the Revel concluded from the Rambam and Rabbi the Hilchos Mikvos, why the Rabbi, it says you need two Netilas, which the Rambam doesn't. So, I believe with a little bit of the Tzorachim on that. So I want to just conclude with this idea now. But we know that the night of the Seder, we wash our hands, and so why do we wash before Kava? So the reason we wash is just to make it different. So Kadesh Yishalu HaTinokos. So the children will ask, right? So so the question is this: according to me, why is it unique? Because since we generally, you know, to vul b'masu according to Tosfos, nowadays you don't have to do it. Because they're not marked on Tumma Vatara. So it's certainly it's unique, and because we're not neutral, right? Okay. But the question is, but Tosfos held that, you know, we always, you know, why is it indeed that we wash with Tivul B'Mashka at the Seder? So one is just to make things different, right? So the kids will have the rhyme, they'll say Ruchas. But Rabbi Shurkin told me today a very interesting Dalki Moshe to Ramo on tour. He said the reason we wash is because the Haggadah is Talmud Torah. And not more than that, the Haggadah is Tefillah. And just like we wash for Tefillah, we wash for the Haggadah. And so this precedes the market, and that's why we wash. It's in Tuf Ayin Gimel. It's extraordinary, this Darkei Moshe. So, you know, as I think about this Darkei Moshe, you know, it really represented, in a sense, the Rav and his perception of the Haggadah. I mean, the Rav's big chiddush, as you know, about the Haggadah, well, one of his basic themes is, I emphasize this in his Haggadah, the Exalted Evening, that the night of Pesach, the night of the Seder, is a night of Talmud Torah. And the Rav said, but when we say Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas and Tolmach, Baruch Hu, that's the special Birkas HaTorah that we say on what? On the Mitzvah Sipit Yisrael, on the Talmud Torah that's inherent to Sipit Yisrael. And just like we make a special Birkas HaTorah on Kriya Shema, which is also a special, unique form of Talmud Torah. Right? Talmudosh, as the Ram says when he speaks about the Kriya Shema, Shua Ika Godol Shakol Talibo. Because as the Ram, you know, as the Rambam says, Kabbalah's Omar Kushmain is impossible without Talmud Torah. And the night of the Seder is also, it's this link, Talmud Torah as tefillah, as we confront Kaddish Baruch Hu, as Rabbi Reichman spoke about the special Gilui Shechina that the Seder, you know, brings us to, that we're endowed with, and that this very special night, what the Rav called this very exalted night, exalted evening, to coin a phrase. So that's what the whole Seder is about, and that was really what the Rav's life's work was about. Namely, it wasn't just Talmud, it wasn't just the rigor and the definition and his extraordinary pedagogic, you know, talents, which were quite amazing. It was the reason, you know, this is something I think that we saw in Brisk. This is a tradition that they have from the Vilna Gaon. First of all, it's a tradition, an extraordinary tradition of scholarship and genius, generation after generation. It's almost unprecedented. But, you know, beyond the genius, it's what inspired them and motivated them was this link to Shechina. That when one studied Torah, you glimpsed the infinite mind of God. And it was and with that, Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim becomes more exalted, or indeed possible. And that's why the Ramah said before we begin the Haggadah, right at Kapos, we wash. It's not only because Fitivula B'mashka, but we don't do it all year. The reason we do it is because this night is different from all other nights. It's different because we're passing on a Mesorah from father to son, from parent to child. And that's, I think, what the Rav viewed as his life's work. It was, as he always said, what is he? He's just a Melamed. And then he would say, you know, not so bad to be Melamed. It's not such a, insignificant job. After all, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is a Melamed. And Haran HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm a Lamed to Olam Yisrael. So, as he envisioned himself, you know, it was that link of passing the Mesorah from a very glorious tradition that he had in this tradition that goes back to the Vilna Gaon. You know, that's what we think about and what we celebrate on this his 20th Yahrzeit. Now, as I said, I only came second because Rabbi Chalap, with some serious nefesh, came to speak about the Rav. He'd landed from, you know, earlier in Cleveland. He didn't have a chance even to eat. He just grabbed a bite over here. So Rabbi Chalap, as dean of the yeshiva, had a lot of interaction, both as a Talmud and subsequently as an administrator with the Rav. And so it's our pleasure and honor to call on him to speak.